a big part of our work is on Australian aid. And one thing that we noticed is that it, you know, there is data out there, but it's not particularly accessible.
Having had a look at the site, I must say that it's gorgeous, and it does make the significance of numbers jump right out at you. What's the range of information that people will be able to explore using Aid Tracker?
So we have quite a few different sections on the site. Perhaps the thing that's most of interest and something that many Australians don't really know about, despite aid coming up when we hear about budget cuts and so on, is how much aid that Australia actually gives and what the trends have been in that over back to the 1970s on the site. So people can find out how much aid we give per capita, our total aid volume, our generosity as a donor, which is measured as aid as a percentage of gross national income, and much, much more on that, including how much Australians give. We've also got a section where we compare Australia's performance on aid with other major international aid donors, and we've also got a lot of information about where our aid goes and what we spend it on and what commitments we've made for our aid.
Indeed, Papua New Guinea and the Pacific are some of the biggest aid recipients. What information will be of most interest to people in those countries?
Well, on our destinations page, we have a lot of visualisation showing just how significant Papua New Guinea and the Pacific are as recipients of Australian aid, and also just how significant Australia is as a donor in that region. For example, if we look at the share of total aid from OECD DAC donors to the Pacific, you can see that Australian aid counts for about 60% of the money that comes from those traditional aid donors.
But I notice in that chart comparing the aid to the Pacific from the different donor countries that the top five are Australia, New Zealand, the United States, France and Japan, but China doesn't rate a mention. Why is that?
Yeah, that's correct. That's because we've used the data from the OECD, and China is not a member of the OECD Development Assistance Committee. But we do know that China is a significant donor to the Pacific. I believe they're placed around second behind Australia. The Lowy Institute actually did some fantastic work looking at Chinese aid to the Pacific. The challenge is for us, as we were trying to have comparative data, that it's quite difficult to get exact numbers on Chinese aid flows to the region. So unfortunately, we haven't been able to go further into depth on that.
And I guess a lot of Chinese aid is loans rather than traditional aid.
Yeah, that's correct. They do deliver aid in a different way, perhaps, to traditional donors.
Over the past few years, there have been huge cuts to Australian aid, both before the former Labor government left office and again once the Conservative Liberal National Coalition came to power. During that time, political parties were each peddling different figures, saying their cuts weren't as bad as their opponents made out. Will Aid Tracker help people cut through that sort of political bluster?
Yeah, look, that is part of the goal of the site, that we have, you know, objective information that's not politicised in any way, just clear data on what has actually happened to the volume of Australian aid over time. And, you know, what we do see is that there were these cuts under Labor, but there was also the scale-up period before that. And then the cuts that have come in this year's budget are the biggest cuts to aid ever. And it's very clear from the charts that this is the case. So it is an objective way to look at what has changed in Australian aid.
When you say Aid Tracker is independent, what do you mean? How is the information different, say, to what you might find on the Australian government website?
Well, we do draw on government data and data from the budget, but, you know, we find that on the government website, perhaps there's some reluctance to put forward very clear information about the scale of the cuts. I mean, you know, if you are in a government department and your minister oversaw cuts, they probably don't want it highlighted on the website. So we have tried to put that information forward in a very clear and objective way.
So how do you expect to develop Aid Tracker into the future?
Well, we definitely hope that we can add more to the site going forward. We will be updating it every time we get new data coming in from the OECD or from the Australian budget. You know, we'll be obviously very interested to see what happens to aid in this year's budget in May. And we also hope that we can maybe pull in some more information on Australian aid, for example, from reporting to the International Aid Transparency Initiative. So that's something that we're hoping to look at down the track.